Susie walked ever so slightly behind. I walked behind in the slipstream. Even on the path that leads through these woods, you feel the wildness. These trees are so huge that they shut you up. They are like mythical horse flanks and elephant skins, exuding such life and energy that their stillness makes you suspect they're playing red light, green light. The three of us had lunch in town 2 months earlier, before the feeding tube, before Kate. Barbara used the walker, which looked like a tall, compact shopping cart, but moved at a normal pace. She still ate with a fork, not a feeding tube, and spoke, although so softly that sometimes I had to turn to Susie for translation. Barbara talked about her wellness blog, her need for supplemental nutrition. Breath, nutrition, voice. Breath, nutrition, voice. She posted a list on her blog from time to time of all the things she could still do. Most recently, enjoy the hummingbirds, sleep with my sweetie, speak out for people with breast cancer. Now she is silent. When she wants to talk, she can type words on her iPad that Kate will then speak with efficient warmth. Or she can rest in silence. She knows that even this diminished function and doability will be taken one day at a time. When you are on the knife's